Zechariah chapter 6. And I lifted up my eyes again and looked, and what I saw was four chariots coming out between two mountains, and the mountains were mountains of copper. In the first chariot were red horses, and in the second chariot were black horses, and in the third chariot were white horses, and in the fourth chariot were vigorous dappled horses. Then I inquired and said to the angel who was speaking to me, "What are these, my lord?" And the angel answered and said to me, "These are the four spirits of heaven, going out from standing by the Lord of all the earth. The black horses in it are going out to the land of the north, and the white ones are going out after them, and the dappled ones are going out to the land of Teman." Then when the vigorous ones went out, they asked to go and patrol the earth. And he said, "Go and patrol the earth." So they patrolled the earth. And he cried out to me and spoke to me and said, "See those which are going out to the land of the north. They have set my spirit down in the land of the north." And the word of the Lord came to me and said, "Take some of the deportees, those of Heldai, those of Tobiah, and those of Jediah, and go on that day, and go to the house of Josiah, the son of Zephaniah, with those who came from Babylon. And take silver and gold, and make crowns, and put them on the head of Joshua, the son of Jozadak, the high priest. And speak to him, and say, 'This is what the Lord of hosts says. Behold the man, the branch is his name, and under his protection he will grow up, and he will build the house of the Lord. And he will build the temple of the Lord, and he will bear majesty, and he will sit and rule on his throne. And he will be a priest on his throne, and there will be the council of peace between the two offices. And Helem and Tobiah and Jediah will have the crowns, as will Hen, the son of Zephaniah, as a memorial in the temple of the Lord. And people from far away will come and build in the temple of the Lord, and you will know that the Lord of hosts sent me to you. And it will come to pass if you make a point of heeding the Lord your God."